You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Even know if I'm here at this point because I let the music play out and I don't have my right chair either. Ethan gave it to me. Here, let's see if we can do the quick change around. And I apologize to the audience because if you can see this right now, I swear to God, he's like moving the chair behind my ass, which is now
that was some
gotta sit
that was
on
some
the,
strong
you
kind, squatting.
I think he kind of touched my ass a little bit too. That might be an HR incident, Ethan. I might have to report you. So we'll see what happens there. Sue, do we have you this afternoon? I have no idea. No, we do not. So am I supposed to have her somewhere? Do you know where that might be? Because I honestly don't know at this point. Is it that one? Okay, there you are.
It's in the place where it always
No, it's
access
not
access
really.
Four. Yeah,
well, it's not in the place that it always is on my board. So it may be an access four, but believe me, it's not on the place that it always is on my board. So
Of course not.
Yeah, we couldn't expect something like that. All right, well, we got a show that I guess is about to start here in a very disheveled way. How are you, Fred?
Oh, I'm good. How are you doing?
We got Fred's really, really busy because he has the, we just celebrated 25 years on the air, which is pretty significant here at 97.1 FM Talk. But KMOX is about to celebrate their 100th anniversary. It's actually December 25th, right?
Right.
When they went on the air. But the big birthday celebration is tomorrow. I happen to have worked on that radio station for about 16 years. And for 13 of those years, I did afternoon drive between 2 and 6 o'clock. And Fred was my producer there, and then I got flipped over to this station. But I think I'm actually shocked. I'm a part of the celebration tomorrow, Fred.
Yeah, you are. Don't be shocked. You're in the 1 o'clock hour, and you'll talk about your time on KMOX.
Well, I didn't know if I'd be invited because, you know, when they do this, this Frank Apsher guy who's out there does this history of KMOX, and he's got books out. He doesn't include me. I'm not included, even though I was on the radio station for, like, you know, 15, 16 years. It's like there's this blank slate because of the politics. Believe me. So,
really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I mean, look, I kind of am. I'm not surprised that I'm invited because of the people that I work with and my colleagues. But I don't know, Sue. It's hard to it's like when you get traded to a new team, you're kind of like forgotten about on the other team. But what was weird is, and I think a lot of the audience knows this, a lot of people came over here. They weren't familiar with this station. But I swear to God, I still have people today that will come up to me and they say, oh, we thought, you know, you just disappeared. And, you know, they don't know that I'm over here on the FM
dial. You still have
dial.
Commercials that air on KMOX.
Do I?
Yeah, and you've got great stories to share tomorrow about Bob Hamilton.
About being
the lead-in for Rush Limbaugh, all sorts of things.
Okay, Fred, if you have confidence that I'm going to share those stories effectively, I'm so glad to be a part of it. It's a pretty significant, you know,
anniversary.
It is.
No, that's a big deal. That's going
to
be fun.
One of my favorite things when I came to town is because, and you know, a lot of this is very, I think, relatable to the 97.1 FM Talk audience from this perspective. And I'll tell you, and I think a lot of you were with me, you know, when this happened. But I started in 2008 on afternoon drive. I'd done some late night shifts and I was in Milwaukee. I got blown out and I had to get myself back into St. Louis because of my kids. But, you know, the KMOX of yesteryear that we grew up with, listening to school closings and, you know, Jack Carney and all that stuff. Well, Limbaugh changed the game on that completely because then it was about conservative politics and Rush was a unique character. So the people in part of this is, I think, a good thing because people take a radio station like that. It becomes part of their lives, right?
Yeah.
And they take it very personally. And when the politics got real tricky there, people took it very personally. So the thing that I was always told, this is always fun, I'd be out at a public appearance and people would come up shaking their fingers at me and say, Bob Hyland would be rolling in his grave if he knew what you were doing on KMOX. I'm like, I don't think he would. He was a radio executive and he knew that things had to evolve and you had to make money. But obviously the station kind of changed just a little bit just because of Limbaugh being on the station. And then I came on as a bit of more of a natural fit with my conservative politics. And I think Rush and I had a pretty good run there on the afternoon show on KMOX for a long, long time. I was always very bummed out that he didn't buy the Rams because I think he would have been here, Fred, doing the show on Fridays and Mondays, right?
You're right.
So I was a little bummed out by that. But let's get rolling here today. One thing, Ethan, that I'm going to need you to do for me because I just broke a pair of reading glasses right before the show started. Will you just bring my backpack in here for me? Because I think I have some tucked away in the backpack. Because honestly, I've broke like three or four pair in the last week. I think it's time to order some new ones, but I have a couple of backup pair. And the reason I need them is because I, right now, in this moment, cannot tell you anything that's on the sheet that Fred has printed to me. Fred, you want to tell folks what's coming up here?
Okay, so we're starting off here at 3:18 with Brian Kilmeade.
Kilmeade's coming up live,
right? And then at 3:33, we've got a great interview that you want to do with a Hollywood film producer.
Ooh.
And you saw him earlier this week on Fox News.
Yeah, so this guy's interesting. And oh my God, please tell me I have reading glasses somewhere. Good Lord, I know I had some somewhere. Rob Montz is his name, and he has produced a documentary that's on the Palisades Fire. And it really is. It's not going to come out. Take that back. I'll have to work on this reading thing here in a second because I cannot see a thing right now. He's doing a documentary. It's going to be like self-promoted on his YouTube channel. But this fire, the Palisades Fire, started just 2 miles from his home. And, you know, he kind of strips the politics away from it, from the perspective of, you know, a lot of people said about Karen Bass that, is that a new pair? Where'd you find that? Oh, you found it in there. Oh, look at that. That's great. Don't steal any of my drugs in there. That's where my drugs are, too, Ethan.
It's hard to find your glasses when you don't have them on.
Yeah, it is. Well, I have some prescriptions that are in that part of the backpack. I can see, Sue!
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Go ahead.
Rob Montz, who did this documentary, he grew up right there 2 miles, and he tells about how there was a woman in particular that cleared the brush from around her house because, like, the government wouldn't do it. And lo and behold, guess what? Her home and the homes around her did not burn down. So I thought that was pretty interesting. He was on Laura Ingraham's show. I think Griff Jenkins did an interview with him over the weekend as well, but he's coming up here. We have Alex Rich in the next hour. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have to say something here, and you guys are in the media business. Fred's been in the business for a long, long time. It's not anything that I've shared with you yet, but I have to get ahead of something here because, you know, you kind of worry about bad PR in this business and, you know, what might happen and how people will react. And I will tell you that I have, at this point, something that is potentially very damaging that could come out about Mark Reardon. And I need to get ahead of it. I'm going to do that at 4:05.
Can you wait until after Thursday?
No, I have to do it today. Because, Fred, I don't know if this is going to get out in the Post-Dispatch or in the other media at this point. And I want to get out in front of it. And I'm deeply ashamed of something. And I will make a statement to you at 4:04. There's going to be a Q&A. Fred, if you have any other media members that want to get involved in the Q&A, I will be available for a limited amount of questions. I'm not going to weave like President Trump and go on for like 45 minutes. But if anyone would like to participate in the Q&A, As I make this very personal, embarrassing announcement. But again, if it gets out in the media before I address it, that's going to be bad. I've called in like Greg Keller and Rich Christmas, some of the guys that get
Meisters.
What are they called, though? That's like the conflict resolution guys, right? Oh, no, there's something else. Like what happens like when a school district gets into trouble or something like that? It's the there's a word for it or a phrase for it.
Like the PR team or the
It's the PR team, but it's like the crisis team. It's like, you know, we got to
crisis management.
Yeah, but I think there's another term.
Oh.
I can't remember, but I might need some help. I might need some spin here and some assistance with this personal issue that I'm going to unveil after 4 o'clock.
Mark, if you lost your freaking dog in the park, I'm going
to
lose my mind.
Yes.
If that's what it is, that's all I'm saying.
This is right now confidential, and I can't tell you anything. If you want to tune in at
4:04,
Ethan, Ethan, you would qualify for at least an application for a press credential. Fred will see if you are cleared.
I'll talk to Fred after
if Fred clears you for the credential, you can ask a question. If he doesn't, though, I can't have you in the room.
Okay.
You understand that?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. Hey,
you're not with ABC, are you?
Oh, that's such a great... Such a great tie-in here. It really is, because something I gotta put a couple of things together here. Man, do I have time to do this? Because we don't want to be late on Kill Meat. Fred's like, no, you don't. I'll have to do it a little bit later. But here's what I'll tell you. I went to the Alamo Draft House last night, and I had never been there. You know, I've been down to City Winery and the Foundry, but I'd never seen a movie at the Alamo Draft House. You know, it's over there by IKEA in Midtown. And they had the screening for Wicked there last night. So I took my daughter, and she liked it a lot more than I did. I will say this, that I loved the first one last year. This one, the music is just not as memorable. Alexa even admitted that, but she really liked it. And we were glad that we went. But after the movie's 2.5 hours almost, right? 2:18. And we just want to use the restrooms before we leave. So it was so confusing because there's like this gender neutral thing that they have going on. And you see the restroom sign and it has the symbol for the man and the woman. But then when you kind of take a step in, it's confusing because there's stalls on one side and then on the other side, there's urinals and it actually says urinals. But everyone can come in at the same time. So when you're like washing your hands and stuff in there, you look across the way, all the women are in there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So
I've been in one of those.
You're all in the same room together. It's just that the urinals are on one side, and then I guess everyone who wants a stall has to go in, and mainly it was just women, right? I didn't see any men in there, but I think that that's got to be like a gender-neutral thing for trans. I don't know. It was confusing. That's all I know. Even my daughter was confused. She was like afraid to go in there. I'm like, she's 10. I can't take her in to those places on my own, but it was very confusing. It really was.
But, is this place at the Foundry?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
It's in the screen that I saw the movie on was very big, and I did not expect that. And the sound system was really, really good. I just expected smaller screens. And then it's one of those places where they have the tables, and you can order, and then, you know, the people come and they deliver the food. And Alexa can't have popcorn right now. She's going to have popcorn for dinner, Sue. Remember I said that?
Yeah.
She's got that, you know, that spacer in her mouth, and she's getting braces, so she can't have popcorn. So I didn't want to torture her. So we ordered a milkshake that was about the size of maybe like a 6-ounce cup. You want to take a stab at how much that thing was?
Oh, $12.
Ah, you nailed it.
Really?
If we were playing The Price is Wrong right now, George would go ding, 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 ding.
Oh, yes. My gosh.
Yes, $12. And then, you know,
6 ounces. Wow.
I mean, if that. And then they come around, you know, and they put the thing down and you're supposed to tip too. And they have it all worked out for you. I don't even think they start at 10% anymore. It's like 15%, 20%, 25%. But I felt like the $12 was plenty of profit for Alamo Draft House. Brian Kilmeade is coming up.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, do not forget that we have the weigh-in for Guns N' Hoses coming up on Monday afternoon. We're doing a live broadcast at Helen Fitzgerald's. We'd love to see you there. I have tickets to give away this afternoon for Guns N' Hoses and for Lynyrd Skynyrd and Foreigner at the Amphitheater next August. So those ticket giveaways coming up a little bit later in the show. And I mentioned I often steal ideas from my friends at Fox, like Brian Kilmeade, who's coming up here. And the other night I heard this guy, Rob Montz, who did this documentary called Paradise Abandoned Inside the Pacific Palisades Fire, and he's going to join us after 3:30. Mentioning Mr. Kilmeade, the co-host of Fox and Friends, you hear him every morning here on 97.1 FM Talk. Brian, how are you this afternoon?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm good. Did you see any of those interviews? I think Griff might have done one, too, with this guy that did this documentary about the Palisades. It's fascinating. It really is. It looks good.
Yeah. No, I think it looks great. I was going to interview him. It wasn't out yet. I think it's out today on YouTube. But and they're good. They're talking about it now on the channel, and it tells the true story. I think it's important we get it. I mean, the guy's not Republican. He lives out in Los Angeles and from that area. And you have Gavin Newsom over in Brazil telling everybody it happened because of climate change. And then now today he says it was not our fault. It was an arsonist. It was an arsonist.
Yeah.
You don't clear any of the brush. And the fire department had no water. And they weren't called in time. And the city was not capable of having a fully staffed fire department. And the trucks were disabled. They were starving out of funds. And this is something that they could have predicted. Wildfires in California are as frequent as the waves crashing on the shore, and they still have no plan for it. And when Trump came out there and said, you know, you guys got to clear away your brush, that's why Canada's fires don't do nearly as damage, they laughed at him. It's still the story, and I think that comes out to it.
I think that's the story that he tells for sure. So, yeah, Rob's coming up here at the bottom of the hour. So, Brian, I've never, and I don't want to do this in a way that is insensitive to victims and true victims of sexual abuse, but the Epstein Files has not been something that I've gone crazy on my show over the months or the years. I'm not minimizing the damage that was inflicted to these victims. But where are we on this particular topic right now? You got, obviously, almost a unanimous vote in the House to release all these files. The president says, yeah, go ahead, release them. You have Marjorie Taylor Greene now in a very interesting battle with President Trump. President Trump calls her a traitor. She reacts to that. There's a lot of weird stuff surrounding the Epstein files that's happening right now. How do you even describe this situation?
This is going to be the biggest backfire in the history of Washington. They're going to let up tens of thousands of pages. Do they really think it's all about Trump? Really? A lot of the times he's mentioned by other people who don't like him, like Jeffrey Epstein. We're going to stop him. He's a terrible person. How do you stop him? Michael Wolff, how do we stop Trump? I know you got the silver bullet. Larry Summers, he's a despicable person. There's nothing good about him. Does that count as a Trump mention? You tell me. So I'm amazed that people think now Larry Summers is a casualty. This woman from the Virgin Islands is a casualty. And now the the lead lawyer at Goldman Sachs is a casualty. They're saying, why are you talking to Jeffrey Epstein after he already spent time in jail for being with an underage girl? And, you know, why are you, you think Bill Gates is not going to come up? They were blood brothers. You think that Bill Clinton would have to remember?
Bill Clinton's going to come up for sure. Yeah.
By the way, he refuses to show up for a subpoena. Steve Bannon didn't do that. He went to jail. By the way, Steve Bannon, another guy. Steve Bannon says, I'm going to help rehabilitate you. I'm going to do a documentary. Wasn't that nice? That's an interesting approach. So I'm pretty sure that that's going to surprise a lot of people in the MAGA world, because he's quite, you know, and at times very critical of Trump. So if you think that this is about Trump, you just really don't get it. Ro Khanna, Tom Massey, all these others. We have to do the Marjorie Taylor Greene. We have to do the right thing for the girls. Okay, number one, if you're talking about doing the right thing, what about for the 100,000 kids that came across our border that we can't track? We only got 30,000 back. You know, if you cared about these girls, you would have talked about it 4 years ago, 8 years ago. This was a story since before he killed himself in 2019. So I don't see any sincerity here, and this is going to be the biggest backfire ever. You mark my words, Mark, next week, you think that we just – Hakeem Jeffries reaching out to his fundraisers, reaching out to Jeffrey Epstein, please come to Hakeem Jeffries fundraiser? Really?
Yeah, then there's interesting
Trump.
There's interesting
that.
Jasmine Crockett news, too. Of course, she's down there in Houston, and she's from here in St. Louis, so we always kind of pay attention to her kookiness. And she goes on the House floor yesterday, and she talks about how she had her team dig in very quickly and looked at Mitt Romney, Lee Zeldin, George Bush. And Lee Zeldin responds, yeah, there was a guy named Jeffrey Epstein who donated to my campaign. He was a doctor, and it was completely different person than Jeffrey Epstein. No relation at all. And that's what she had. So there's all kinds of things like that happening as well surrounding all this. But what do you make of the Marjorie Taylor Greene battle?
It's a huge miscalculation on her part. It's getting to the point where it's Liz Cheney-esque. So they thought, hey, guys, who's with me? You know, she is somebody on the fringe that the president felt bad for, thought she was so loyal to him. And Kevin McCarthy felt bad for her and said, let me bring her in. When the Democrats first had her, and they were in the majority, they said, this woman's not capable of being on a committee. She had to apologize for her remarks saying that Jews have space lasers and trying to destroy the world. And now she says, I'm going to stick up for these girls and healthcare is too expensive, so I'm going to go on CNN and complain about Trump. I don't know who's her advisor, but it might feel good now to be on The View and to have Dana Bash be nice to you, but they don't care about you. They have no loyalty to you. The only reason you're being interviewed is because you're going against Trump. That's the adrenaline shot. And then you end up like Adam Kinzinger on the sideline, look like you're going to break into tears every minute because you have nowhere to go. And Trump has totally boxed you in. I mean, so she's heading the same direction. And there's no way that she's going to ever be back in the fray.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. What did you make of this? This is stunning to me. The Democrats put this out.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law or our Constitution.
So you had all kinds of people in there like AOC telling people in our military, in the CIA, to disobey orders if they feel like they're not something they agree with. That's a different type of ad campaign, isn't it?
You and I think exactly the same. I watched this by myself. At first I heard it on Sirius, and then I went and watched it, and my jaw was on the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, if the squad put this out, I'd go, these guys are idiots. But you have people who have served this country admirably, like Jason Crow, and I imagine Slotnick, and I know Mark Kelly, an astronaut. My goodness, how smart this guy used to be, and a pilot, you know, and, you know, how I always try to hold him to a higher standard, and he always tries to tell me, please don't. And now I know exactly why. Because, you know, he's a Soros guy. You know, he wants to run for president. So think about this. Where was that ad when you had a mind-addled president who said, pull out of Afghanistan?
That's a good question.
I'm thinking to myself, 22 years, after 22, we're going to leave like this? I don't think so. I am disobeying the boss. Wouldn't it be great if General Milley just said, hey, I saw this great ad. I think I know what's right. I know this is going to be a disaster. McKenzie sends it. I'm not going to leave Afghanistan. You know, I think it's annoying. I also think it's a really bad idea. I think it's a really bad idea that the president came out and said, if Taiwan's invaded, that we're going to go to war with China. I don't agree with that. So as a military member, I'm going to put down my wings. And then what about this? Do you want people to leave the Gerald Ford and maybe get off in Tobago and spend a life there because you don't agree with the Venezuelan mission? Is that really what the military is about? I mean, I never saw something so irresponsible. Are you really trying to divide the country, go into the military, and get them to question their leadership?
It really is stunning, and it's undercovered in the legacy media. There's no doubt about that. Brian Kilmeade with us this afternoon. You hear his show every morning on 97.1 FM Talk. What is coming up on the show on Sunday night?
We got Michael Walsh, Tom Cotton to start. And we got Harry Cohen. Harry Cole of The Sun, and he is talking about what's happened with the BBC and how they're all praying that Donald Trump wins this lawsuit because they all know how biased and thuggish the BBC is. And I got Carly Shimkus on media, and I'm going to interview Walter Isaacson about the greatest sentence ever written, which is 80 pages. I really encourage everyone to get it. It's about the first line of the Declaration of Independence, and he retraces how it came to be. And you'll see the names of George Mason and Thomas Jefferson and Abigail Adams and John Adams and Benjamin Franklin and what went into the Declaration of Independence. But most importantly, that line, which really defines more about America than you would believe. So if everyone says to themselves, I don't have a lot of time, but I want to pick up a history book and I want to learn something, 80 pages, Walter Isaacson will be in studio. So
I love it. That's great.
Hopefully people will watch on Sunday.
Have you checked out The American Revolution yet on PBS, the new Ken Burns? I'm a little, you know, Ken Burns is a little woke for me. I got past the first episode, which talks a lot about slavery and colonialism, but it is pretty compelling, and they're running it all, you know, I start on Monday, I think, or Sunday, and it's going all week. It is, you know, it's important as we kind of kick off the 250th anniversary of the country.
Yeah, I my series What Made America Great is now out, 10th season. If anyone wants to check it out, 5 episodes, I think you'll love them. 35 minutes on average, from Gettysburg to NORAD to the Washington's Crossing. I thoroughly recommend that. I'm not in Ken Burns' class, but I also
that's awesome to know. Yeah, that's great. And so that's on Fox Nation, right?
It came out Monday. Yeah.
Awesome.
Just came out Monday.
I did not know that. I'm so glad that you mentioned that, Brian. You have a great, great week. And if we don't talk next week with Thanksgiving, have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Thanks so much.
Take care. Yep.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Before I get to my next guest, just a quick update. The trial of St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery did kick off today. Yesterday it was supposed to, and they couldn't get him over to the courtroom. Elliot Davis, former Fox reporter who is an independent journalist on Facebook, has been covering this, and he says they're taking a lunch break now after testimony from Tammy Ross, who is the acting jail commissioner. He is accused, of course, of handcuffing her. She spent more than 2 hours on the stand. That's just one of the accusations filed against Montgomery. Elliot says the sheriff was brought into the courtroom in handcuffs and leg shackles by two federal marshals. He is in federal custody about 100 miles outside of St. Louis. That's what we found out yesterday. He's in Illinois, which is kind of weird, but they worked with the feds. They made arrangements for him to get to trial. The whole thing is bizarre, but it is underway. I also know that Steve Butts was in the jury pool yesterday. I don't know if he got on this jury, but he was up for jury duty because he lives in the city. And if you live in the city, you get called for jury duty approximately every month. All right, there's this new movie documentary about the Palisades fire, which is called Paradise. I can't talk today. Abandoned.
How did a single spark incinerate my hometown?
It just goes, it goes, it goes.
Worst natural disaster that our city has ever experienced.
The only way that the cats wouldn't be okay is if all of the Palisades burned down. We both looked at each other and went, of course that's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's crazy. And we covered this quite a bit with the help of our friend Brian Ping, who is an anchor at KNX in Los Angeles. And he was outstanding when all these fires were taking place. Rob Montz, I heard him on with Laura Ingraham the other night and was really impressed. He's the director of this documentary, and he joins us this afternoon. Hey, Rob, how are you? Thank you so much for coming on here in St. Louis at 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So just to be clear from the beginning here, the documentary is going to be on YouTube, but it's not quite out or available yet, is it?
I got to get the plug in, and thank you for that. Yeah, the documentary is screening in Los Angeles later this month. I was advertising it, but we're now completely overbooked. We're going to get a couple hundred people there, but then we're releasing the documentary for free on my YouTube channel, which is just my name at YouTube, at Rob Montz. So if people are interested in watching it the second that it gets released, which will be probably the first week after the holidays, they can just go and subscribe there.
M-O-N-T-Z, Rob Montz, if you're looking. Yeah, because I'm very interested in this. And for whatever reason, I think a lot of us were fascinated here in the middle of the country. I know, I don't know the Palisades extremely well, but I know the LA area relatively well. I haven't been there. I used to do some movie stuff out there when I reviewed films. But this was captivating just to see the scale of this fire and to see how much happened so quickly. But this is an area that you grew up in, right? About 2 miles from the start of this fire. So tell the story and how this affected you, your neighbors, and why you decided to make this documentary.
I'm a Palisades kid, born and bred, man. and I'm 42 years old, and my only marketable skill is telling visual stories. It's the only thing that anyone would pay me money to do. So when this completely odd, apocalyptic, catastrophic thing happened in January, we're just a couple embers, not that far from where I grew up, were able to grow big enough that they incinerated, swallowed whole the most valuable real estate in Los Angeles, my hometown, destroyed the livelihoods of people that have known me since I was 6 weeks old. It felt more like I was compelled by the universe to make something. So the documentary initially started out as we wanted to make the definitive investigation into why it was, why it got so bad. Something this large tends to have a million different explanations that are proffered by people all over the political spectrum. And having dug into it, I can tell you definitively about 95% of what people got told is wrong or irrelevant. So the documentary is intended to identify the specific human errors in the state, municipal government that allowed this catastrophe to happen. And that was the initial intention, but what we ended up finding over the course of the investigation is a gigantic scandal that basically hasn't been reported on at all about the fire, which is what happened on the second day of the fire. And I can get into that if you'd like to talk about it.
No, hold your thoughts on that, because I have a question. So when you say, and I think you don't get, this is not a political documentary, right?
No, I mean, I got my first job was at the Cato Institute, so you can probably guess where my politics lie.
So we aligned here on this radio station, so that's fine. But
I would assume so. They've kind of evolved since then as I grow up, but that's essentially some right-wing political instincts. But more than anything with the document, I ended up interviewing probably 70 people from the Palisades for this documentary. Only a few of those interviews ended up making the final doc.
Of course.
But particularly about the human errors, it's individual affected Palisadians recounting what they saw. It's just the raw reality of what happened. And you can say that has a political spin to it, or you can say they're just describing objective reality as to why their house is now a pile of dirt.
So when you say, I want to get to the scandal and what happened after, but when you say that a lot of the stuff that we were told was not right, what, can you cite a couple of examples of that?
Well, I'll say the one you want it. Well, one of climate change is irrelevant. And I did see when I went on Fox News that Gavin Newsom is back on his BS now, saying that climate change was the main reason why the fires got so bad. And there's a corollary of that, which is this, that this fire was the inevitable result of the rules of nature, that there's just something about nature that occasionally it will engulf an entire town hall. All that stuff is just red herrings, distraction, people trying to obscure their own faults. I do say, though, I don't think that the fact that the mayor wasn't in town ultimately mattered that much.
Right.
I know a lot of people pounced on that. That does not mean that she doesn't have some things she's culpable for and needs to be held to account. They're just not quite the things that I think people identified. I think the fact that she was in Ghana ultimately did not make a difference in terms of
fair enough
why the fire got
right.
So bad.
So you feature someone. I heard this clip, I think, the other night when I was listening to you on with Laura Ingraham. But there's a woman named Miriam, and I know you spoke to a lot of the residents. But she is an interesting case because she's right along the fire line, but her house doesn't burn down, does it?
It doesn't. She's exactly where the fire, because it starts up in the hills, makes first contact with the Palisades. And as you'll see in the documentary, everything above her block burned down, to the left, to the right, and below it all burned down. Everything in her immediate surrounding area other than her block burned down. That is a little bit strange, and I can assure you it's not because angels from the heaven came down and protected it. It's because she had to fight tooth and claw to get some basic brush clearing done in the immediate perimeter around her block. And she walks us through it in real time, where the fire got to and exactly where the fire died out, right? And as part of this, we kind of go into some of the brush clearing policy lunacy in California. But she's walking proof positive that something as simple as that, having been done throughout the Palisades, which people have been calling for decades, I think would have almost certainly saved a lot of houses.
Whose responsibility in theory is that to clear the brush? Is that a state, a county, a city? What is the official line on that?
The vast majority of the hillside immediately surrounding the Palisades owned by the good people of the state of California government. And they are actually legally required to clear it. And they had been repeatedly fined by local fire departments for not clearing their own brushland. And instead, what the state of California said is, we're actually going to require individual Palisades residents to apply for a permit that they pay for out of pocket, and they have to clear it themselves. And so, shockingly enough, setting up that sort of system leads to a suboptimal amount of brush clearing.
I would say.
And I think I tried to get into this with Laura. I think she was a little bit annoyed at me for speaking excessively philosophically, but I've been assured by multiple people that watch her that her base level is annoyance and irritance of people not getting to the point quick enough. So I did about average, which is the in California, the people that run it, yes, it is like a progressive leftist mindset, but it's a philosophy that essentially does not respect nature's violence. It considers nature this precious, fragile thing that needs to be protected from human intervention.
Right, right, right.
And the reality of those hills that are filled with chaparral is that fire is not an external artificial imposition of man. Fire has been burning in those hills since way before there was any civilization there. And fire is actually an essential element for the health of the hills themselves.
Absolutely.
As made evident in the chaparral, which actually use fire in their own reproduction. Right.
Yes.
So there's also a base level, just like philosophical framework that's become quite popular that doesn't respect the inherent risks and violence of nature. And if you have people like that running your state for long enough, the risk just ratchets up, and then you get this confluence of different events on January 7th, which leads to this complete and utter catastrophe.
So when you talk about, we're in limited time here, and a lot of this is going to be told in the movie. Rob Bontz is here. His documentary, Paradise Abandoned, Inside the Pacific Palisades Fire, will be available on YouTube after the holidays. But get into the scandal just a little bit and describe what you're referring to there.
I mean, I can just say on day two of the fire. So after the first day, the winds had died down substantially. Los Angeles had been flooded with fire crews because California has a policy of mutual aid. So there's tons of fire crews there. They've staffed up. And multiple high-ranking state and municipal officials are holding flashy press conferences on the beach next to the Palisades, promising the American people to do everything in their power to save this town. And at that exact moment, the streets of the Palisades are empty. There are no firefighters there. There are none. Or there's a couple in a couple different pockets, but they're not doing anything. We get into that in the documentary. And something like 1,000 buildings and structures that had survived the initial 24 hours of the fire are burned to a crisp by that evening. And that's where you get the title from. And the documentary goes into that part of the story and gets into some of the why and some of the who about this part of the fire that I think is basically not appreciated by people that are by the broader public.
Well, so for example, some of the firefighters, they were basically ordered to stand down, right?
Yeah, I mean,
it's amazing.
Yeah, so what's up with that?
I know.
What's up with that? Why'd that happen?
Right, right.
That's a little funky, right?
I think
a lot
funky.
60 Minutes.
No, we did not, which is why
you
I'm very interested.
Didn't hear that on CNN or CBS. I don't think anyone else mentioned this. I can't imagine why. Well, but yeah, that happened, man.
This is why I love, you know, especially some of these independent films like this. I don't know if you're familiar with what Liz Collin did with the fall of Minneapolis and the aftermath of George Floyd. But I always say, watch the first 15 minutes of that, and you're going to see things that you've never seen in the national media. And there's no reason you haven't seen them outside of the fact that it didn't fit the narrative. So this may be a little different circumstance, but I can't wait to see the movie. I was personally very fascinated about all this stuff. How's the recovery, or is there a recovery right now? Because we don't hear about this anymore.
It is. I think it's going slower than it should have. My mom, whose house burned down in defiance of logic, but in ways that I've ultimately found heroic, is actually going to rebuild her house. And she's hit some regulatory stumbling blocks. I mean, just the raw truth is very few new buildings have been built yet. I think it's definitely less than 10. And that, of course, has something to do with this ridiculous regulatory mishmash that California imposes on construction.
Well, Rob, yeah, do me a favor. You know, this is the kind of interview that I tell my producer when I'm done. I'm like, save that for a best of interview, which means it's going to probably air during Christmas week, and that'll be right before the release. So keep us posted. We'll have you back. I really want to watch the movie myself. So thank you for coming on this afternoon. It's a story that needs to be told. I really appreciate you getting on here with us in St. Louis.
Yeah, they can just check it out at Rob Montz's YouTube if they'd like to see it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, M-O-N-T-Z is the way you spell his last name. Hey, Guns N' Hoses is 1 week from tonight at Enterprise Center. We're doing our live broadcast for the weigh-in at Helen Fitzgerald right there at 44 in Lindbergh on Monday afternoon. So come see us. The official event starts at 4, but we're also giving away tickets and registering folks in the 3 o'clock hour. But right now, I have a pair of tickets for the event provided by Backstoppers available for you if you're the correct caller. Let's do caller number 5, Ethan, if you're listening out there. 314-241-9797. 241-9797. Caller number 5 on the contest line gets a pair of tickets for Guns N' Hoses, and we'll have another pair tomorrow. Thursday. So two more. We'll have Thursday and Friday. I also have Foreigner and Leonard Skinner tickets to give away all this week. Another pair coming up this afternoon. We'll have Sue's News in the next hour. Before that, though, this is the day that Alex Rich joins us, who is one of our friends. He's going to come in. There is, as I indicated at the beginning of the show, some potentially damaging information that could come out in the media about the host here. And I want to get in front of it just to make sure. I want you to hear it from me. It's something that I'm deeply ashamed of. I'm going to make a statement at 4:04. I indicated there's going to be a Q&A if anyone has applied for media credentials. We'll see if that happens, if you'd like to participate. But that's coming up, ladies and gentlemen, right after 4. Plus, we got Sue's News, and then I got a couple of good topics to toss out to the gang. After 5 o'clock tonight, Leland Vittert, Lucky Vittert, as he's called. He's a News Nation host. He wrote this book called Born Lucky, A Dedicated Father, A Grateful Son, and My Journey with Autism. And we spoke with Leland a couple of, a month ago when he came in for the book launch. But he's doing some events this weekend as well. And we're going to talk to him about some of the news of the day. And that comes up right after 5 o'clock. Attorney General Cap.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.